Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Boozy Book Reports. I'm Beth.
And I'm Sam.
And we're here to bring you another installation of Little Miss Can Cocktail.
Indeed.
But there's a special bonus today.
We have a special guest.
Yay!
We have Sarah.
Welcome.
Woo! Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're super stoked.
Yeah.
So Sarah and I play Ultimate Frisbee together. So I think that's the right level of sort of booze snobbery for this this drink that we're going to the testers for today.
Absolutely.
We're not known as a highfalutin group of drinkers.
Definitely not.
Well, definitely not you. I'm a Scotch girl, so I am highfalutin. We know that now.
I will slap a bag. I'm not above it. Sarah will also slap a bag.
I am right there with you. 100%.
I have seen her slap several bags.
Okay. I didn't know what that meant until I saw the show Intervention, so there we go.
Oh, no.
Delightful.
Yes.
Would somebody just like a habitual bag slapper?
Yeah. He really? Just whipped it out. Well, not it out, but the bag out and was like going to town. So it was a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that as like the go-to drink of choice.
And it was like my mom's wine that she drank.
Franzia.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like Franzia, White Zinfandel or whatever, the pinky.
Sunset Blush.
Sunset Blush. That's what it is. It's always Sunset Blush.
I know it well.
Yeah. That's the first drink I ever stole. My mom always had a box in the pantry. And so one day after eighth grade, I just went in and I put my head under the nozzle and just took some swigs of it.
And?
That is slap in the bag.
I didn't like it. But I was feeling like a rebel, so I felt cool. I think that's what it really mattered. Like, that's what I did last night, guys. I was just like drinking boxed wine. So street cred.
Ours was like old Manischewitz in my grandma's fridge. So
what was your
first garbage drink? Did you ever sneak out?
No, I was a good kid. Aww. I was a very good kid. My parents offered me wine.
Oh, same.
You're also from the Midwest. I feel like that's a Midwest.
It is a very
vibe.
Midwest thing.
Yeah.
But my dad would drink Franzia regularly. Like, that's what he would drink with pasta. And so he'd offer me, and I was like, this is disgusting. Maybe his way of just making sure I didn't go off the rails.
That's how I think my mom was with, like, cigarettes. She was like, isn't that terrible? And I was like, yeah, I will never do that.
Yeah.
But alcohol?
Yeah. Anyway, so what are we drinking tonight, Sam?
We are doing the Buzzball
challenge.
Yeah,
I'm terrified.
Like we're trying the Buzzballs. So if you haven't been to the grocery store in the liquor section, you know, there are lovely canned cocktails that have been coming out. We've got our little tip tops. We got our you know, monkey shoulder bottled things on the rocks. But before that, there were Buzzballs, and they are like fluorescent colored little balls that are little plastic balls with a pop top on the top, so you can
I mean, they're kind of cute.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like you could do something like cute at Christmas, like red and green, because they have all these different colors and they're the perfect to hold in your hand. I have dainty hands.
Yeah,
I like a dainty drink. That's why I like the tip tops. But this is cute. This is like the Walmart version of tip top. Like, tip top is Target. No. Style wise.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tip top
is super cute. This is very like, okay, this is what we're doing tonight.
Yeah. The tip tops are cute. Some of the other ones are like, you can't take this to the beach because it's glass. You can take this to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are more for a rowdy time.
Yeah. I think rowdy is the good descriptor. So we have a whole slog of these. A slog is the only way I can describe it.
And after we drink these, we are going to get into Little Miss Sunshine, because that is the Little Miss book we are reading tonight.
Yes.
And we thought Buzzballs would definitely bring sunshine to all of our faces in the most horrific way possible.
Well, so I'll be honest. I did arrange these in a tasting so that there's an order to this. But we are going to start with the Buzzball Chiller Peach Chiller. So, ladies, if you would grab your first glass.
Okay. Wow, really sommelier excited. Here.
Oh, yeah, the canned cocktail aficionado.
It smells okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
It's not horrible.
It does kind of have a real fruit taste, which I know is not real.
Yeah. No, this is real artificial, right? Yeah.
100%.
Peach schnapsy. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't hate this.
I don't hate this one. Oh, my gosh. Am I a trash?
You're a scotch and a Buzzball, girly.
No. Okay.
Also, if you read the bottle, the little ball, it is a woman-owned company.
Ooh, we love supporting women.
Yeah. There we go. Love that. I mean, I liked it okay.
That is the face that she makes when she actually likes a drink.
Wow. It gets real rough when I don't.
And it wasn't bad.
No.
It was
no.
relatively smooth considering.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. I think that could have been way worse.
Yeah. I feel like a garnish would have done some stuff to it maybe for me.
Yeah. We did not garnish any of these. Normally our cocktails, we do a nice garnish, but yeah. not tonight.
Yeah. Okay. What's up next?
All right. The next one we have is the Lime Rita Chiller. So one margarita.
Get ready.
This is Sarah's weakness.
Margaritas?
This is, I do love margaritas, especially Sam's margaritas. They are very strong and very good.
Yep.
Better than Chi-Chi's.
Oh my God, it is better than Chi-Chi's.
It's better than Chi-Chi's.
We did a margarita taste test a while back. The Chi-Chi's was terrible.
I was going to say, this is actually really good.
Oh my! Why am I liking all these buzz balls?
It's pretty light.
Oh my gosh.
So there is one guy on our Frisbee team that in his cooler, he always has buzz balls and I kind of laugh at him about it, but I might go grab one.
Yeah. Why is this taste bad. Okay? Oh my
this
gosh.
Should be worse.
This should be a lot worse.
And I'm glad I'm here for this
I'm
episode and not a different one.
Wait, how much alcohol are these? Are these high? Are these like...
Oh, they're 15% by volume.
Was that a lot?
It's basically like a wine.
Like a strong wine.
Like a strong wine, yeah.
Okay. How much, what am I drinking? What is the equivalent of that I'm drinking right now, Sam? Like,
you're basically going to drink one buzz ball tonight by the time we're done with
it. Which is equivalent to one glass of wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
You're going to survive. It's going to be fine.
I know, but
we have a DD.
I'm at home and terrified.
You don't want to do what Kevin gets drunk. He just goes and tries to snuggle the cats really hard. He's just
yeah.
like, oh, where's the cat?
It's his tell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the minute he starts like, where's Merlin? Where's Gizmo? You know go. Kevin's a little drunk.
Next up is very pink.
Well, it is very pink because it is the strawberry, ooh. Rita.
Ooh. I love strawberry so much. I'm feeling it already.
Can I also make a dirty, dirty confession?
Yeah.
Yes.
I prefer fake strawberry flavor to real strawberries.
That's a lot.
I love fake strawberry flavor.
I'm not going to join you on that.
That's
I love a
I'll
real straw.
If it's a good, okay, a real straw.
I like that.
If they're like really like, if they're homegrown, they're fine. But mm-hmm. if it's just like a garbage Driscoll, that's yeah. like not in season. Mm.
That's true. Not in season's different.
All right. Strawberry'd it up.
I mean, I'm not mad at it. It's not great.
It's kind of like
a chapstick.
Yes, or like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
Like kind of the that
artificial.
Like sticky.
I fucking love it. It's so good.
It honestly reminds me of sixth grade and like some lip balm that I had.
Dude.
100%. And it comes in like a weird little case mm-hmm. or something.
Bonnie yeah. Bell?
Yes.
Whatever was cheap in it, Claire's. Yeah.
Bonnie Bell.
But I'm honestly not mad at it. I feel like if I put a little basil in this...
Ooh.
A little, you know what I mean? Or like a mint, maybe?
Yep, yep.
Something to herbal.
Balance that mm-hmm. a little bit.
Just zhuzh it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is shocking.
I think, especially with these first three, these are the real fruity ones. I bet like 21-year-old me, let's just say 21, for legal reasons, would have loved the shit yeah. out of this. I would have thought that was crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my, this might be okay, I have feelings. All right, what's next, Sam?
We're going to debrief at the end.
Yeah.
I think we're about to take a turn. So we're out of the fruity zone. Well, that's not entirely true. We are moving into the pineapple colada. So we're out of the pure fruity fruits.
Oh.
And now we're into the troppy trops.
This smells real coconutty.
Yeah, I'm into it. Mm. Do you like coconut?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you like coconut?
I do.
Interesting. It has a afterglow.
I don't hate it.
I actually kind of like it, too.
Hmm.
It almost has, like, I don't know, it's like dessert, coconut dessert vibes.
It's yeah. like coconut milk.
Yeah.
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 It's not too, like, overpowering.
Oh, it's kind of... I have to say, this one has the most alcohol-y taste so far for me, at least.
Mm. It doesn't have the citrus to cover it up.
That's yeah. true.
You know me.
Sensitive.
I have a sensitive, refined palate.
Only the finest scotches will do.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one that we have six of these total. The next one, the penultimate one, is the Choco Chiller, which is apparently the mudslide. So just embrace your inner Applebee's girl.
And I'm a little scared.
Applebee's girlies.
Oh, it smells good. Oh my gosh.
It's kind of just like chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Boozy chocolate milk. I love
it. That's shocking. It just tastes like...
I thought
like
it was going to be garbage.
Same.
But honestly, this is actually my favorite one.
Yeah, I
think
so.
That's not bad.
That's really good.
Oh my gosh.
What happened to us?
I don't know, but we've taken a turn.
This was supposed to be like humorously
like
bad.
Yeah.
These are very good.
And I'm like, scary good. These are like, and they're not that expensive, right? It's like $3.99 for one.
They were two for $7. They were on sale at Safeway. So for $3.50, buzz ball it up. These got to have a shit ton of sugar in them. These are not keto.
No,
definitely not. But what a bargain, what a buy.
Yeah.
You can't turn that down. Just such a good deal.
I'm not looking forward to this next one.
All right, the last one's gonna be the one that kills people. This is their espresso martini.
I freaking hate coffee, so I'm already dreading, but
I know.
Little baby sip. Well, gosh.
Oh, it's got a weird aftertaste.
It
does have a weird aftertaste,
awful.
But
do you know what I think would be really good? If you mixed the Choco Chiller and the espresso martini.
Genius.
I think that's what we're gonna do later. I might make one and we'll sample it at the very end.
They should put that on like the back of the of the bottles of like
for $7.
You can mix and
mix
match.
Mm-hmm.
You want a peach mark?
For all you mixologists out there.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry, I'm a buzzball mixologist. I'm putting that on my CV.
I'm sure that's the first time that's ever been said.
Don't
but
even.
But it won't be the last.
Listen, I see a buzzball specific Instagram only account in our future where we just zhuzh the buzz.
That's it. Zhuzh the buzz. That's the name of our new TikTok channel. But like, why are these good?
I don't know.
It's got to be like a load of sugar.
It has to help.
I mean, I feel it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling fuzzy.
Yeah. Okay. Which was your favorite, do you think?
I think the chocolate one. Mm. It was just like boozy chocolate milk.
Yeah. I like the first. I like the peach schnapps and the margarita probably the best.
Yeah, the margarita was actually
really.
Like,
it was actually, and I don't even like margaritas. It was pretty good.
It was a respect. It was like it wasn't actually too So I was saying there was a lot of sugar, but honestly, I didn't think the margarita one was too sweet. Normally, that's my complaint about margarita mix and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's always too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too sweet. I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah.
I think the peach one was really good.
The peach one was really good too.
I'm with you. The chocolate milk one. I want to mix that one with the espresso, and I bet it's lit.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hated the espresso one. But I hate coffee. So this was...
Yeah, if you're not a coffee fan...
If you are a bitter taster, do not take it. I still taste the coffee in my mouth. I haven't had coffee since I was in sixth grade. Really struggling right now. It's okay. I even took a chaser and it didn't cleanse the palate.
You do have
enough.
Like leftovers too. Do the strawberry one, that'll clear it, cuz it's a citrus is the palate cleanser. That's why they give you the orange sherbet at the fancy restaurants.
Okay, classy. Look at you. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to jump into this book, and when it took every ounce in me not to talk to you guys about it when you entered my home.
Yeah.
Because we've had a run of Little Miss books where it's basically Little Miss misogyny, Little Miss patriarchy, Little Miss why are all the menfolk being horrible?
The dudes are terrible in most of them. They're like one guy just shows up at this like lady's house. She's organized. Well, yeah. And then
breaks in.
And like puts her cutlery under the sink or some shit.
And puts like milk in her teapot and doesn't clear it out. Just real, real annoying behavior. Yeah.
Who does that?
Little Mr. What was his name?
Nobody. A little
criminal.
Oh, Mr. It was like Mr. Mr. Messy or
something like that.
Yeah. I related to him as a human, but also I would never do that to another friend.
No. And Little Miss Sunshine, like, I feel like this is the most iconic Little Miss book because it's like the little yellow girl with the pigtails and she's so cute. This was the one I actually found in my collection of old books that were my own.
Is this your copy?
No. This comes from, we have the complete collection as purchased on eBay.
Huh.
So collector's edition. It's a box set, so it's very nice. Anyway, but so this is the one I remember when I was a kid in the 80s. I'm significantly older than Sam, so.
And I am significantly older than Sarah.
Really?
Yeah, significantly,
nice.
By a couple of years.
Could I be your mom? Yeah, that's, there's a plant behind me. I'm okay, guys. The paranoia started to happen.
Getting too buzzy.
Too many balls.
So Little Miss Sunshine, it starts off, this little happy girl is coming back from holiday. And she's just driving. She's enjoying. She's embracing her day. She is traveling down the road of life. And she comes across this disgusting town called Miseryland.
You know, feel like we've all been there.
Yes. And basically, like, she's driving by and, like, all the worms have their heads poked out of the ground and they're crying. The birds are crying. And there's this giant... What?
Oh, no, the bird. Have you ever heard the this made me think of the Werner Herzog video. It's from, it's like a documentary about him making a movie, and he's talking about the jungle, and he's like, you know, talking about how nature is like really violent and really scary. And he's like, you know, the birds are not screaming. They are crying out in pain. There is no love. There is only fornication in nature. And it just like made me think of like, it's Werner Herzog.
The birds are screeching in pain. It's very that.
Yeah.
It is very that. It's said it's an awful place.
Yeah.
And the king has declared that everything is out of off limits to be happy. No smiling, all crying, no laughing, no giggling, no expressing signs of joy.
No chuckling.
And basically this just king sits on his throne all day crying and sobbing. This man boy. And Little Miss is like, hey, Little Miss Sunshine's like, I'm here. What's going on with this? I'm gonna go see what's going on. And she goes and asks to see the king.
And immediately arrested.
Going to jail. And she's like, why?
Sarah, you would be totally like, you would be in jail.
I would be in jail immediately. Yeah. Immediately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It reminds me of, what is that? Right to jail.
Yeah.
Right
to jail. You undercook fish, right to jail. You smile,
right to jail.
Yes, and right to jail she goes to the king, and she's like, "What's the problem? You smiled, you little." Mm.
But there's no Miranda rights in this.
Oh
in
no,
this land. She's just like, "What's wrong?"
I also love that she wants to see the king, and then she's arrested and brought to him. So she does get.
And she gets what she wanted.
She gets what she wanted, but.
In a horrible way.
Yeah.
And civil slightly terrifying.
The Little Miss Sunshine way.
True.
This is how you achieve your goals.
So the little soldier guy who's dressed as a British soldier with the little pompous. Sorry, British soldiers. Guys, I'm real sorry.
You hit all those.
I drank more than I ever drink at these things.
Too many buzz balls.
But they have like the puffy thing.
I don't know what they're called. Puffy hat.
Yeah. I'm on a site of TikTok where people are in England and they're seeing the Royal Guard and they're doing things to upset them. And the Royal Guard is terrifying. They will scream at you. And like, there's these ones that are on horses and then people try to touch the horse. And they're like, back away. And you're like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I would have to leave the country. Like immediately if a guard yelled at me that way.
I would cry.
If I... Also, don't touch other people. Like, okay, I love horses, horse girl, but like, don't touch other people's horses. And especially not a British guard's horse. Like,
no, that's on duty.
Military duty horse. Mm-mm. That's terrifying.
I'm on that. I agree.
Never
don't do it.
The videos
but still,
of like,
and that the like, you know that it's not cool. You know you're gonna get yelled at, and you're still like, I'm cool with it anyway. So this king, he's on his throne, and he's just the biggest crybaby ever. He kind of looks like Farquaad from, not Squirtle, from Shrek.
Farquaad. Yeah. Sarah, you said he looks like Chunky Farquaad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chunky. Yeah, and also very sad boy.
Yeah.
Very sad boy. For no reason. And she's just like, why is smiling not allowed? Laughing. And she's like... You laughed at me and starts crying like a little beesh. And it's just like, sir, get it together.
I think he's really like caught by the labels of his country.
Mm-hmm.
This is like become a self-fulfilling prophecy for them, right? They're like, it is sad. We are Sadville. I can only be sad. Sad.
Yeah.
Sad boy.
He has all the power and it's just like doing nothing to change the world for a better place. Reminiscent of a lot of people in power, which is very frustrating. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I had major feels with this book. It touched a lot of nerves because I'm like, why does this woman who's happy living her life have to go into another situation where a man is crying? First of all, she gets penalized just from being happy, just for smiling. When a lot of us have experienced somebody saying, hey, smile when you're in the hall. Show me that smile.
I feel like fairly recently, like, smile.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Sam did do the double fingers up middle.
Oh, it's from Broad City. They like double finger and
Joker, you know, their
flip
face.
The bird and the Joker in their face. Yeah. And it always cracks me up. But yeah, I mean, even like, this is Little Miss gets told that she's doing shit wrong. That's the whole theme of this whole series. But I do think that is pretty common. Like somebody's been told like, oh, smile. be happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and also, like, why does she need to regulate his feelings for him and help him to get to a place where he's not sad and being a dick, basically? Like, I inherited this kingdom from my father and it's always been like this, just misery. So we just kept it going. And I just sit and cry in my fancy robes all day while my worms are outside, you know.
Also weeping.
Always. Yes. Like,
yeah. Ugh. No, I'm with you. I think this is, he's just sad for the sake of being sad. And sometimes that's also clinical depression. So, you know.
Okay. I'm not giving him the benefit of that doubt. This is self-imposed, you know, dismay.
How did you feel about this?
I mean, he does listen to her suggestions, which is good. I mean, she is kind of a rando. She just drives in and wants to speak to the king and then tells him, hey, stop being sad and change the name of your town.
That is the other side. Miss, like, in your business.
Yeah. Little Miss, change the name of your city.
Yeah. Fair.
But why does he need someone to come in and do that? He's not being a very good leader. No. But I am proud of him for being like, oh, wait.
I can change.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take very long.
No. He was just, I don't know. I feel, and again, I'm not bashing them exclusively, but it's just sometimes I feel like there are gentlemen that I've met in my life that have just been waiting for a woman to come in and clean up their life for them and just make it easier. They're waiting to wife some the right wifey up to just like, oh, you're gonna
be
just
my mommy,
take care of me in every way possible. Yes.
I'm just waiting for mommy.
Yeah, super creepy.
Yeah,
but anyway, it all turns out because he like changes his life around because of this interaction, and then she goes on her happy way.
I did feel like there was a very Trumpian moment here where she like literally fixes the town with a Sharpie. She's like, nope, we're doing it different.
She's like, no. Come with me and we'll change this immediately. Yes.
No.
You can change the weather with a Sharpie.
Yeah, apparently. At what point is she like a little bit Little Miss toxic positivity though? She comes in and she's like, why y'all?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I think toxic positivity would be like, now let's make this an MLM. You know, like it would have been like, she's like, how can we now monetize this for my Instagram or my socials?
She's like, actually, have you considered selling doTERRA? Yeah. That will make you happy.
Or she's like, I'm an influencer. Can we like take a picture right now? And like, I don't know.
She's going to put out a really sad video on Instagram about, look at this town I saved.
Mm-hmm.
Follow
Go
me.
Visit. Yeah, follow me.
Like and subscribe.
Oh my gosh. So good. So
follow me to Miseryville, where I show the people how beautiful life can be.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see the like TikTok like Little Miss like from the perspectives of some of the people in these like books or just like, you know, I'm here at my friend's house and like you know, I put some milk in her teapot. Like and subscribe.
Deuces.
Deuces. Fuck it up.
It's like that one that like jumped on the guy's hat, like, watch me prank my homie, bro.
Bro, it's just a prank.
Just a prank. Oh my gosh.
I really do want to see like bad Instagram influencers of like Little Miss books.
Yes. That'd be kind of amazing. Sam, I think it may be our calling.
There's a lot of idea generation happening right now.
Yeah.
This is where we do our best work. You're part of it.
Creative brainstorming. Yes.
Brought to you by Buzzball.
Oh my gosh. Well, I actually liked this book, even though I hated this book. I mainly just like the cover because she's so cute.
She's
very cute. And it makes me think of the 80s and like being a kid in the 80s. And
I definitely rock that hairstyle.
Yeah. Next up for our Little Miss series is Little Miss Tiny, coming at you in a couple months. So.
I'm not tiny, but I am short. And so is Beth. We both have to buy short pants. Yeah. Sarah, you do not have to buy short pants.
So sorry.
You gazelle mother.
Giraffe. I can't help it.
You can catch everything because you're so tall. You have to throw to a very specific point for me. It's so good. If you're enjoying Boozy Book Reports and would like to support the show, you can share episodes with your friends and family, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Boozy Book Reports, or leave us a positive review and rating. All of those things help us grow. Our theme music was created by The Finley Ghost. Check out their latest album now. Thank you and happy reading.